ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம். மனோஜவம் மாருத துல்ய வேகம் ஜிதேந்திரியம் புத்திமதாம் வரிஷ்டம் வாதாத்மஜம் வானரயூத முக்கியம் ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சிரசா நமாமி. சந்தோஷிணி ஜெகன்மாதா மம சௌபாக்யவ்ருத்தயே நமஸ்கரோமி பக்த்யா த்வாம் பிரசன்னா வரதா பவ. சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஹ. ஓம் நம ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத்த ஜ்ஞானைகமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. சச்சிதானந்தரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதிஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நம. நீலாம்புஜஸ்யாமலகோமலங்கம் சீதாசமாரோபிதவாமபாகம் பாணௌ மஹாசாயகசாருசாபம் நமாமி ராமம் ரகுவம்சநாதம். So in the 7th chapter of Gita, Jnana Vijnana Yoga, Bhagavan in the beginning promised that he will teach Arjuna what is Jnanam, what is Vijnanam. And the rarity of this knowledge is also shown. What is Jnanam is simple knowledge, a general knowledge. Vijnanam means Vishesha Jnanam, direct experience. So when you Google some recipe and you note it down and download it, that is called Jnanam. And then you really make it and make 2-3 times mistake and finally perfect it. Then it is called, then you invite some people for parties to show off your skill. That is called Vijnanam. So, if that is understood, general knowledge about this world is Jnanam. And Vishesha Jnanam means there is a creator behind this creation. This understanding is Vijnanam. That also not Vijnanam, that only Jnanam. The real Jnanam is that Lord who is behind the creation, he is all pervasive, he is everywhere. Since he is everywhere, he is with me. This is called Jnanam. What is Vijnanam? That Lord is me, he is the Vijnanam. So it is not enough that you know the Lord is in me, that is not enough, but that Lord is myself. This understanding is called Vijnanam. Then Bhagavan talked about the lower prakriti, higher prakriti. Bhumi rapo nalo vayukam mano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakritirashtada. Ashtada Prakriti was given that he considered it as lower prakriti. Then the higher prakriti is the enlivening factor. The lower prakriti is inert, insentient. The enlivening factor is called higher prakriti, para prakriti. So in this creation, you see, there is a combination of these two. What is that? One is sentiency, another is inert. So the inert and the sentiency combination is called this whole creation. Now, with reference to your physical body also, you see, there is an inert aspect that is our physical body. But when it is enlivened by the touch of life, that is consciousness, we become alive. So these two aspects are the underlying principle. And then Bhagavan said, Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinjit Asti Dhananjaya. So everything is like Sutre Manigana Iva. The entire creation is strung in me, like a cluster of pearls strung in the in a thread. The same way, I am that one string in which the entire creation is strung. Then Bhagavan talked about Saguna Upasana, Nirguna Upasana. So there are four types of bhaktas come to me. Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukritinorjuna artaha jitnyasu artharthi jnani cha bharadarshapha. So artharthi, people who need something, they are in trouble, they approach Bhagavan. Then jitnyasu, interested in know more detail about Bhagavan. Jnadum ichchuhu jitnyasu. Then when they come to know the glory of Bhagavan, they are anxious to realize him, have the vision of him. That state is called artha bhavaha. Then once they come to know him, is called jnani. All of them are noble people indeed. There is no doubt about it. But then they're all among the four bhaktas, the jnani is dear to me, and there is no difference between me and the jnani. Whereas people, when I am ready to give them moksha, instead of seeking moksha, people seek what? Temporary pleasures, temporary ends. So kame ste ste hridajnanaha bhajante prapadyante anyadevadaha tam tam nivamastaya prakritya niyata swaya. So people, sakama bhaktas, they seek small ends and they worship finite gods. So here in this Gita, Bhagavan Krishna is considered infinite truth. So he is not talking from a particular avatara standpoint. He is not Devaki Putra or Vasudeva Putra or Rukmini's husband. That is not the status that he is using here in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita talks from the standpoint of infinite Brahman. And considering that all other gods are considered finite. So they are all limited. Therefore, people who want immediate result, they worship small deities, propitiate them following the prescribed rule, and they get the result. But Bhagavan said, Andavattu Phalam Desham. All of them are subject to എനൻഡ് അന്ധവത്തു ഫലം തേഷാം തത്വവത് അല്പമേധസാം ദേവാൻ ദേവജോയാന്തി മത്ഭക്തായാന്തി മാപപി. സോ ആൾ ദ റിസൾട്ട്സ് വാട്ട് എവർ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബൈ ദ ദേവത ഓർ അതർവൈസ് ദ ആർ ആൾ സബ്ജെക്ട് ടു ഡിസ്ട്രക്ഷൻ ഇൻ ടൈം. ദ ഡോണ്ട് ലാസ്റ്റ് ലോങ്. ദെർഫോർ പീപ്പിൾ ഹൂ വർഷിപ്പ് ദേവതാസ് ദ ഗോ ടു ഹിം. People who worship me, they come to me. This much we saw so far. Now let us see. 25th verse. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Yoga maya samavrataha. മൂഢോയം നാഭി ജാനാതി ലോകോ മാമജമവ്യയം. ഈവൻ ദോ പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ആർ സകാമ ഭക്താസ് ബട്ട് ദേ ഡോണ്ട് ഫാൾ സ്പിരിച്വലി, ദേ ആർ സ്റ്റിൽ ഇൻ ദ പാത്ത്. But they will not progress also, because one kama after another kama, they keep on fulfilling it. So they will not progress, but they will get the desired result if they worship the Lord. There is no doubt about it. But now Bhagavan says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrataha. Because of yoga maya, my own maya, earlier he said mama maya duratyaya, because of that maya they are, I am not revealed. I am not revealed to the whole world. Sarvasya here means not generally available, even though I am available to all in the form of life consciousness, but not in every heart I shine completely, fully. Moodhoyam nabhi janati lokam lokaha mam ajam avyayam. This world knows not me, my real nature. I am unborn and immutable is my nature, is not known to all of them. So only few understand the real state of myself. Okay, this also we saw yesterday, right? Okay, all right. Now, continuing. Vetaham samatitani. Vartamanani charjuna. Vartamanani charjuna. Bhavishyani cha bhutani.
Bhavishyani cha bhutani.
Mam tu vedana kaschana.
Mam tu vedana kaschana.
Bhagavan said the maya controls everything in this creation. And a question is asked, don't you think Maya also controls Bhagavan? See, suppose I kept a block in front of me. So because of that, I cannot see you. But you cannot see me also because of that block, isn't it? So maya is the one prevents everyone to see the Lord, to experience the Lord. But the same maya, will it not block him also? Will it not obstruct him also? This question is asked. He says, no, vedaham sumatitani vartamanani charjuna. Hey Arjuna, I know the past. I know the present, and I know the future. But finally he says, Mam tu vedana kashana, but nobody knows me. What does that mean? He knows everything, but nobody knows him. It is a Muslim lady in Parda. See, she can see everybody, but nobody else can see her. See, this is such, Bhagavan is like that. Look at this. He knows everything, but nobody knows. See, we are controlled by the time. Lord is beyond time, so therefore, past, present, future doesn't affect him. Have you seen this Tongawalas? Tongawalas means the, you understand Tongawalas. What do you call that in here locally, American language? Carriage, right? And the horses, when they use that horses for this carriage, what they do, they block both sides. So that the horse will see only the front and it will carry, drag the carriage. Suppose that block is taken, what happened? The horse will be looking this side, that side, and the carriage will be going that side, this side. There will not be any comfortable journey for neither it reaches the destination also. So this block is done for us. Bhagavan has done this. So future is also blocked, past is also blocked. We are allowed to see the present moment only. It is for our own good. Otherwise, what happens? Suppose people generally ask the question, Swamiji, why we are not able to remember our past life? I said, it is better that you don't know. Sometime, if you come to know, your wife is last life your best enemy. Suppose you come to know, what will be the condition? You won't enjoy the present life, isn't it? So better that you don't know. It is, Bhagavan has blocked it for our own purpose. Or whatever be the relation that you have, there are some people come into your life and their past is known to you, then it is you will not be able to interact with them. But Bhagavan, why? Because the Maya is under his control. He is not under the control of Maya, whereas we are under the control of Maya, and Bhagavan is not under the control of Maya. So our Gurudev used to give a very beautiful example. A father and son, they were walking on the road. And suddenly the son saw a policeman taking a person, you know, with a handcuff. So he asked, Dad, what is this? Who is this? He said, he's a thief. The policeman is taking him. Then he saw afterwards another man was taken by two policemen. So he asked, why this two policemen is taking this one man? He said, he's a greater thief, that is why he's taking it. Then after some time they walked, they saw the president of the country is coming with so many policemen. So the boy declares, suddenly burst out saying that, here comes the greatest thief of the country. The father has to correct him, beta, it's not like that. So here, the thief is under the control of policemen, whereas the policeman is under the control of president. That is the difference. So this is Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna. So he is about time. So one who is sitting about time, then he can see both past, present and future. both he will be able to see or appreciate. But at the same time, mam tu vedana kaschana, nobody able to see me because he is the seer. Since he is the seer, he will not be able to see him. He is the subject in every one of us. Though in order to see him, he has to become an object. Only then you can see him. So he being the subject, nobody can see. This is also our Gurudev used to give a humorous example. You know, this olden days when they get married, marriage procession, Bharat. Most of the Bharat takes place in the night only. So, and the olden day they had this Petromax. You know, it's a light. The carriers are there on their head. They carry that. And this man asked, what am I supposed to do? What is my duty? He said, wherever there is darkness, you go and stand there. That was his instruction. Now, this man carrying the light, when he's carrying the light, will he see darkness? No, because wherever he goes, there is no darkness. So he kept on going till looking for the darkness till the morning. And finally, he came back to his master, said, I am exhausted. I could not find any dark place. So why? Because he is the light. Since he himself is the light, and darkness cannot, he cannot, you know, illumine darkness. What? Wherever he goes, there is light. Same way, the person who is seeing is Paramatma. Now to see him, there is no other seer available. Therefore, Bhagavan said, mam tu vedana kaschana. Continuing. Iccha dvesha samuddhena. Dvandvamohena Bharata, Sarvabhutani Sammoham, Sargeyanti Parantapa. He Bharata, Parantapa. Two names Bhagavan is using. Iccha dvesha samuddhena dundamohena Bharata and Parantapa. O Prince Bharata, Bharata, the one who is born in the Bharata dynasty. And Parantapa, scorcher of enemies. All being in this creation, iccha dvesha samudvena dundo mohena sarvabhutani sammoham sarge, at the time of birth itself, they are all deluded. With what? Iccha dvesham, raga dvesha, likes and dislikes. That's why our children, you did not teach them what you like, what you don't like. They come with that, isn't it? So, mom, I don't like this. That's it. There's no question of in between. So, I don't like Indian food. So what can you do? Then some pasta and all that you make, which is not healthy, but then you have to make. So the mother has to make, four children are there, four different varieties of food she has to make. Why? Because their iccha dvesha is different. I like this, I don't like this. But until you teach them how to eat Indian food, okay. So Indian food you have to cook with imli, tamarind. That is that patta kolambu, etc. If you make them eat that, once they get hooked onto it, they will not give up. That is a trick you have to learn. So next time when children make noise, try this. Don't always give pizza. This ichha dvesha, raga dvesha, we are born. Dvandva means again likes and dislikes. So we are born. By birth itself we have this. Because of our past karmas, we are born with sarvabhutani sammoham. They are deluded. That is why see, Shankaracharya said, balastavat kridasaktaha, tarunastavat tarunisaktaha, vriddhastavat chintasaktaha, vriddhastavat parentsaktaha. You know, that is also there. Parame brahmani kopina saktaha. Parent means grandson. Okay. So grandchild. So when they are old, they are attached to grandchildren. So childhood, what is that? They are attached to toys. Balastavat krida sakta. Nowadays toys are different, that is all. But toys are, they are attached to it. But as they grow up, what happened? Their toys become different. Tarunastavat taruni saktaha. And a young man is interested in his girlfriend. And then afterwards what happened? He wants on a 17th birthday. What is that? A convertible BMW. Red color. And he and his girlfriend has to go. And her hair should, you know, fly in the air. These are the these are the imagination that child, I mean the youngster have. So the father got him a convertible, the BMW and all that. And then he drove with all excitement. Then evening he calls his dad in the office, "Dad, do you want good news or bad news?" So he said, "The whole day I had bad news, I need some good news." He said, "The good news is that the, what is that, airbag works." So that is, anyway, so chintasaktaha, see, vriddhastava chintasaktaha. So when you get old, what is that? I should have done that, I should have done this. These regrets of the past haunt him. Continuously thinking about, I should have done this, I should have done this. Whereas the old age should be spent by remembering the Lord. That's why when you are young, you should study the scriptures. Then what happened when you become old, memory goes, you are not able to read, eyesight also goes. But if these things were memorized, old Bhagavad Gita is memorized, Ramcharitmanas, I have seen one old man, 85-year-old, he can't see, he can't hear. But he has memorized Ramcharitmanas completely, all chaupai he knows. What he does is every day he remember one or two chaupai, he start thinking about it. So it was a pleasure to spend time with him because he talks about it. He never felt that you spend with an old man, because old man, if you spend, "How are you, Tata?" then he will tell the whole story about his, you know, physical history, what happened and all that. So then you cut short. Sometimes that's how people avoid, you know, asking. But here it is a pleasure to meet such people. So that's the way to spend whole time, not by chinta. So all these are dunda mohena. And it is born with us. And our program is what? To deprogram this. See, we have come with a program. And what is our job? We have to deprogram. How to deprogram? That's why Ragatvesha born, delusion. So that is why we are trying to do also deprogramming. See, suppose your look is not good, then they go to a plastic surgeon and change the look. So there was a guy, you know, who cannot smile. And always, you know, in a serious mood every time. Look always serious. So some people, his friends told him, why don't you go and get plastic surgery and then make it smiling face. So they donated some money also to him. So they suggested a plastic surgeon in Long Island. He went and did. Now he's always smiling. Now then what happened? His brother-in-law died. And now he's attending the funeral. Now poor guy cannot help. He's smiling. And everybody's angry with him. So, see, we try to change. We have to keep Bhagavan whatever that is given to you. So we try to change our look. Then people in this country, they change their wife and saw what is the difference. No difference, same thing. Finally, they felt the old one was better. But then his ego doesn't allow. Friends, they change. Situation, they change. House, they change. Then suddenly you go to the house, same house, but then furniture all changed. And painting has changed and all that. Some difference we want. But that is not the change really we should make. The inner change is very important. That inner change comes only when we make an effort in understanding the truth. Otherwise, what would happen? The sammoham delusion. So this Bhagavan is present in every one of us. And this is not known to all of us because he is hidden in a place where we cannot search. We never suspect, you see. So if Bhagavan is in the heaven, etc., the people would have made a road, you know, or now rocket or something, and to go to heaven to see Bhagavan Ityadi. There will be some discovery they will find out. So if he is in a place, people have found out. Now here Bhagavan is hiding in a place where nobody suspects. What is that? In your own heart. That's what happened to a Sirji, you know. Sirji was there. He was going to Madras to buy pattasari for his daughter's wedding. Pattasari means, you know, silk sari. That is available in only in South. It is produced there. So Sirji booked a first class compartment. In first class, there is a coupe, something two people can stay there. A thief also came to know the Sirji is going with lot of cash. Those days, there's no credit card and all that. It was all cash. They carried cash. So the thief thought that this is a good opportunity to steal from him. So he also invested some money to buy a ticket and saw to it. He bribed the conductor to saw to it that he will get the next seat to the Sirji. And there he entered. There also, Sirji also sat. The train started moving. And the Sirji asked this gentleman, how are you? What is your business, etc.? A few conversation, the Sirji understood. And this thief was waiting for night to fall so that he can search and get the money and get out of the train. This was his thinking. So this old man went to the bathroom and came back, and then he went to sleep nicely. And this thief started searching for the money. He could not find it. And He even searched the box also. The search was carrying a box for a thief, lock and all, nothing. You see. When the lock sees the thief, no, lock itself will open. That is it. So he unlocked the suitcase also, searched, nothing. Then he was wondering, where did he keep the money? And he slept. As the whole night he was searching, then finally he got tired, he slept. Morning this old man got up, Sarji got up, he went to the bathroom and then came back, ordered a cup of tea. For this gentleman also he ordered. And then he was sipping his tea and then he was counting the money in front of this thief. And he got so angry, how the whole night I was searching, I could not find, where did this man hid this? Then he thought, there is one more night, I will make use of it. The next night, he was very bold, doesn't matter, even if he discover me that I am a thief, it doesn't matter, I will search. So he lifted him, he rolled him up, and then under his pillow also he saw nothing, nowhere the money is. Next day morning, early morning, Bhadraj will come. So this man got up and again he was counting the money in front of him. This time the thief could not control his curiosity. Here is a person who defeated me in my whole career of thieving. This person has really defeated me. So let me find out what is the secret. So he asked, say, sir, I want to ask you a question. What is that? Where did you keep the money? Then he said, I talked to you a few things when you told me this is your profession, this is what you are doing. I understood you are a thief. Then to protect my money, what I did was I kept my money under your pillow. Where you will never suspect, isn't it? You are searching always outside, not where it should be. So this is exactly what Bhagavan has done. You will never suspect that he is with you. That's why we are searching for Lord the whole world. But he is not available anywhere. He is within you. So tuncha tvesha samutvena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. But there are people who realize the truth. Yesham tvandagatam papam. Jananam punya karmanam. Te dvandva moha nirmukta. Bhajante mam dridhavrata. Yesham, those who, to, whereas, antakatam papam, who have no more sins, antakatam papam, practically wiped out their papam, antakatam papam, jananam punyakarmanam, those people who have done punyakarma, because as a result of their punya karma, so sattva shuddhi karanam vidyate te punya karmanaha tesham punya karmanam. So as a result of their punya karma, they were able to erase their papas. Papam can go both ways. One is by suffering it. This is one method of sins. Other method is prayachitta karma. That's why in Bhagavatam, Sukha Maharshi explained there are 28 different kinds of naraka, hell. And it is also given, if you do this particular papa, you will be taken to this type of hell. All these descriptions are given there. And there are names also. And when the description was given to the Parikshit Maharaj was so frightened. He said, I don't know how many type of sins I have committed. I have no idea where, when it will end. These things. So the description of Naraka also very interesting. Some of these hells are all like you will be taken the moment you enter there. Two hands will pull you and then put you immediately without any question. Dip you in a cauldron of boiling oil. And you are made Kentucky fried chicken there. And they will take you in a strainer, lift you. Then put some amrut. Again you are back. Again, they'll put you back the same way. This kind of description are there. And he heard, he was so frightened. Then Sukha Maharshi says, you find out a person who knows the Shastra, he will tell you how to do prayachitta karma. So, but then he said, suppose I do prayachitta karma, then again commit the same mistake. So this is also there. So it is like the confession, you know. You go and confess to the church and the minister says your sin is completely now pardoned. Now tomorrow onwards you are free. Then what happened? Monday onwards, again commit the same sin. Then again go back. You know, it is called kunjara snanam, they say. It's like an elephant is given bath. It come out of the water, again put some dust on him. That is the nature of human being. So what we should do? So he asked that question. So Sukha Maharshi says, you take the name of Lord. You take bath in the name of Lord. He'll purify you. So whatever be the sin, Bhagavan's power of Bhagavan's name will be able to remove all sins. That's why especially in Kali Yuga, De kalau kanmasajittanam papatrivyopajivanam vidhikriya vihinanam hare namaiva kevalam. So Harinama is the best to remove all sins. So don't doubt about it, please, because lot of Mahatmas, great Mahatmas taking Bhagavan's name, they have attained mukti. Kabir Das, Tulsi Das, then Guru Nanak, they were all only Bhagavat Nama Sankirtanam, only with that, Tukaram, all these, Mirabai, they all devoted to Bhagavan and they took the name of Lord, they attained mukti. So therefore, this antapapam, so esham tu antagatam papam, so with the practice of Nama Japa, or worship of Bhagavan, one who eradicated or erased all these karmas. Punya karma means that is one, punya karma. Through the practice of punya karma, te dunda moha dharmuktaha, they are free from this pairs of opposite. Dunda moha dharmuktaha. So, this pairs of opposite can be neutralized by practice of karma yoga. Reaction-free mind, that is what we have to develop. Right now, our mind is always reacting to the situations. Situations, we react to people, we react. So this reaction-free mind is called Dvandva Moha Nirmuktaha. Free from the delusion of pairs of opposite dualities. Bhajante Mam Tridhavrataha. They worship me with steadfast will. Tridhavrataha. With conviction they will worship. So the Vedanta talk about the Lord and you, there is no difference. Okay. But don't start thinking that if there is no difference between me and the Lord, then why should I worship him? You know, this is a thought. That's why Vedanta taught to unprepared people the casualty is bhakti. Suddenly they become very highly intellectual and they feel worship, temple, all these things are not necessary. Because we have not reached that state, okay? That oneness with me and the Lord is to be appreciated at a higher level. We haven't attained that level right now. Our mind needs a lot of preparation. That preparatory state is called start with the temple, worship, etc. This is very important. Don't neglect that. Then slowly with the sadhana, upasana, etc. That's why karma, then upasana, then only Vedanta is taught. It is not straight away Vedanta is not taught. So first karma kanda, so deva pujanam. So pujanam gives you certain discipline. And with that discipline, you should go to upasana. And with that upasana, mind gains certain steadiness. And with the steady mind, one should apply that for the study of our scriptures. So all these things are necessary. Religious practice is that. There are some institutions that say, I am not religious, I am spiritual. That means what? So straight away to higher Vedanta they go and talk about it. Then they got happened without any foundation. What happened? You built a house, it collapsed. They will not be able to sustain. So our system we have to follow. All of them, our rishis have thought about it. They were great scientists and psychologists. So they knew what exactly is required for our mind, the growth. So they have prescribed certain things, we should follow that. So, bhajante mam tridavrataha. So, once to the extent our papas have gone, to that extent our mind become cheerful. What is the litmus test? How pure is the mind? The purity of mind is judged by how happy you are. Say, you see our children, 2.5 year, 3-year-old children, they are happy all the time, isn't it? And hyper energy also. Why? Their mind is so pure, sinless mind. Therefore, they are happy. And the same child grow up, become 24, 25, always sad. Why? Papam collected. So, what the key to it is what? Sinless mind means, pure mind means happiness, joyous mind. How joyous you are, that makes the mind pure. Now, with what goal they should worship? Te kimartham bhajante idi uchyate. These two verses are connected to the next chapter, 8th chapter. Okay. So Bhagavan is going to use some technical terms. These technical terms will be explained in the next chapter. But the next chapter, Arjuna himself is going to ask question and Bhagavan is going to explain. The 8th chapter is a diversion actually. And because Bhagavan has used those technical terms, so that 8th chapter actually stand out from the main topic. And the 8th chapter is the chapter talks about Krama Mukti. There are two types of Mukti. One is Sadhyo Mukti or Jivan Mukti. While living, you are liberated. That is called Jivan Mukti. Then another one is Krama Mukti. Gradual liberation. 8th chapter is completely dedicated to that Krama Mukti. Gradual liberation. You, as a result of your karma and upasana, you go to Brahma Loka. Brahmaji's place. And there Brahmaji will teach you. There also you have to listen to Vedanta. There is no escape. Here I am teaching, you can escape. But there Brahmaji catches you. But I think it is better perks are there, you know. See, the body won't feel tired and you don't feel sick and all that. Because you have a better body. A celestial body is there, so it doesn't feel also truth pipasa, hunger and thirst, tiredness, sickness, all those things will not be there. Though you will be blessed with a beautiful body and always 24-year-old, young. So that is also there. So with that, you will be able to listen to the scriptures very well. Then, as a result of that teaching, you will gain the knowledge, you attain mukti. And if you are not interested in that, then also, along with Brahmaji, you attain mukti, it is said. By the way, I tell you, if you take sannyas, you will go to Brahmaloka, it is said, even if you have not gained mukti. So take sannyas if you. Our Shastra says, sannyasis, even they gain mukti is fine, I mean jivan mukti, if not, they will be going to Brahmaloka, Brahmaloka Prapti. And that is there in our, have you listened to this wedding mantras, Kalyana mantras? If you give kanyadanam, it is equivalent to going to Brahma Loka, it is. Kanyadanam. Especially this country, if you are able to give kanyadanam, it is a great tapas, you see. So much torture the parents go through. It is called tapas. And finally, they are able to hand over the girl, Sarvabharna Bhushita, to another boy. It is a great achievement. So that dhanam is considered selfless dhanam. Therefore, it is considered equivalent to going to Brahma Loka. The mantra says that, and nobody listen to that. That's a problem. Continuing. Now, Jara Marana Mokshaya Mama Shritya Yatantiye Te Brahma Tatvidukrishnam Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam Jara Marana Mokshaya Mam Ashritya Yatanti Ye Yaha Whoever he be he who resorting to me Mam Ashritya Those who are Jara Marana Mokshaya Yatanti So Yaha Yatanti People who are striving for the release from the Jara Marana, old age and death. ஜராமரணமோக்ஷாய மாம் ஆசிரித்த யதந்தியே ரிசார்ட்டிங் டு மீ தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரைவிங் ஃபார் த ரிலீஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் அண்ட் டெத் தே கம் டு நோ தே பிரம்ம தத்யுது கிருஷ்ணம் அத்தியாத்மம் கர்மச்சாகிலம் தே கம் டு நோ தட் பிரம்மன் பிரம்மன் ஸோ திஸ் பிரம்மசப்த இஸ் யூஸ்ட் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேட் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் வில் கம் நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஓகே கிம் தத் பிரம்ம கிம் அத்தியாத்மம் ஸோ இது அர்ஜுனா இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஆஸ்க் ஸோ கிருஷ்ணம் அத்தியாத்மம் கர்ம ச அகிலம் அத்தியாத்மம் அதி ஆத்மம் தேட் விச் இஸ் பர்டைனிங் டு தி செல்ஃப் அட் மீன் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப் அண்ட் கர்ம அகிலம் கர்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் கர்மா ஸோ த வாட் இஸ் பிரம்மன் வாட் இஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் கர்மா ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஹீ வில் கம் டு நோ நோ வாட் ஆர் தே நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஓகே ஸோ டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ பிகாஸ் ஈஸ் இஃப் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தட் தென் ஐ ஹவ் டு ஸ்டே பேக் சி ஸோ நவ் கண்டினியூ சாதி பூதாதி தெய்வம் மாம் சாதி யஜ்ஞம் ச யே விதுஹு பிரயாண காலேபி ச மாம் தே விதுர்யுக்த சேதஸஹ சாதி பூதம் அதி தெய்வம் அதி யஜ்ஞம் தீஸ் ஆர் த அனதர் த்ரீ மோர் ஐட்டம்ஸ் எர்லியர் பிரம்மன் தி செல்ஃப் அத்தியாத்மம் அதி ஆத்மம் கர்மா த்ரீ தென் வி ஹாவ் அதி தெய்வம் அதி யஜ்ஞம் அதிபூதம் ஸோ த்ரீ ப்ளஸ் த்ரீ சிக்ஸ் then prayana kale pichamam te vidur yukta chetasah at the time of death how one come to know paramatma how is it possible so these are the seven question arjuna is going to ask in the eighth chapter what is adhibhutam adhibhutam means the panchabhutas adhidevam What is devatas residing in your own body? What are the devatas? Ati yajnam, what is the yajna that is taking place in your own body actually? It seems we are conducting yajna all the time. There are five priests are sitting there. Five sense organs. They represent five priests. And this body is the turf. And in this body, the fire is kindled in the mind as desire. And then into that agni, continuously the vishayas are all offered. It's called yatnyam, yathiyat, adhiyatnyam. Chaye viduhu prayana kale pichamam te vidur yukta chetasaha. So, the time of departure from this world, the mind being concentrated, they come to know me. Arjuna is going to ask, how is that possible? Because when you are about to die, you are worried. So many things, isn't it? In Chandogya Upanishad, it is very beautifully demonstrated. A person, when he is about to die, he is trying to remember the God. You see, at that time, his relative comes and asks, Dad, you recognize me? I came from America. Do you see me? Can you see me? Like this, they shake and ask him. And other person will say that they will remind me something. Or then the immediate relative will be interested in finding out where what is the Swiss bank account number that you have kept it with yourself. Please tell us, and where is the key to the safe in the bank safe These are the questions they ask, and they never let you remember Bhagavan also, it is said. Prayana Kale. At that time, you are supposed to think of Bhagavan. And Antakalecha Mameva, that Bhagavan is going to tell that in the 8th chapter. Antakalecha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram. That the time of departure, you remember me, you come to me, it is said. But then you say, you may think that, you know, last moment I will somehow remember Bhagavan. Let me have a good time now. Why worry about it? Like that people think. But then I tell you, if you want to remember Bhagavan, that last moment you start thinking about him now itself. It should become your second nature. Otherwise, whatever that is predominant in your mind, that alone will come at the last moment. I remember once a person was in a very critical stage. Doctors actually given up and told the children, you just now pray, that's all. So they didn't know what kind of prayer it should be. So they called me, then I sent them the Bhagavad Gita chanting, you know, 18 chapters chanting. You can play that. Let him hear. And they played loudly in the room. It's a private room. They played loudly. And that person listened for some time. Then afterward, they said, told the children, ये जरा बंद करो, शांति से मरने दो. For him, it is a noise. See, it doesn't make any sense to him. Unless he knows something about Bhagavad Gita, he will not be able to appreciate. For him, it is a noise. See, this is what happened when you don't practice. So start practicing now itself. Better late than never. So that at the last moment, so some people pray also, Bhagavan, let me die in my sleep. Please don't do that, because you will not have time to remember him, isn't it? Pray to the Lord, O Lord, let me be able to remember you before you die, before I leave my body. That should be the prayer. Because then only the gati of the soul will be nobler. Thus we complete Om Tat Sat Iti Shri Mat Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Jnana Vidyana Yogo Nama Saptamodhyayaha. We chant the first verse again to remind us that we are going to read the chapter again. You all have the book. Every day, one verse with meaning you read. That's called Swadhyaya. Then what happened? First time when you read from the standpoint of Arjuna. 10 times you read, then you will understand Gita from the standpoint of Krishna. That is a change. Now let us say, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashraya Asamshayam samagram maam Yathatnyasyasi tachrnu. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.